good morning, Sioux Falls. Good morning, Christy. Good morning, Andy. And our pop quiz question. Here you go. I like this one. Name the name of the unlikely celebrity who speaks fluent Greek. Is it Ray Romano, Michael Richards, Greg Kinnear? Answer in just a minute. Movie review update. All four of these movies open today in limited release. If not where you are, they will be released nationwide next week, all of them. First, American Hustle, 3.5 stars. The Hobbit, 3.5 stars. Inside Llewellyn Davis, 3.5 stars. And Saving Mr. Banks. This is the story of Walt Disney trying to buy the Mary Poppins story, starring Tom Hanks as Walt Disney. Also starring Emma Thompson, Paul Giamatti, and Colin Farrell. Sure, it's a little corny. Hey, it's the 1950s, and it's Disney. But this is a great movie. Fascinating to see the way Disney worked his magic. One inside scoop. You know, Tom Hanks doesn't smoke. In fact, he's allergic to cigarettes, to smoke. But Disney smoked 3 packs of cigarettes a day. So Hanks always has a cigarette in his hand, in his mouth, or in his pocket in the film. But cigarettes never get lit. Rated PG-13, 2 hours long, and like the rest of the other three movies, 3.5 stars. Golden Globe nominations yesterday. Leading nominations in the movie categories, 12 Years a Slave, American Hustle, Llewellyn, Nebraska, Saving Mr. Banks. Golden Globes are goofy, though. They're goofy every year. I mean, they passed on Oprah in The Butler, yet they nominated Sandra Bullock in that goofy Gravity? Weird. Also, Wolf of Wall Street, which was supposed to dominate all categories, only got one nomination. That was for Leonardo DiCaprio as Best Actor. No surprise there. The Golden Globe folks love Leonardo DiCaprio. Lindsay Lohan's manager, agent, publicist have been putting out all kinds of feelers trying to get her some work. Forget about it. Nobody wants anything to do with Lindsay Lohan. They just don't trust her. They don't trust her sobriety. She has absolutely nothing on the drawing board. Odds and ends, Khloe Kardashian is filing for divorce against Lamar Odom today. On the other hand, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s son is marrying Paul Simon's daughter. And Don Rickles, 87, is getting out of the hospital this week, and he's been suffering from a flesh-eating disease that's attacked his legs, but he will be all right. Don Rickles, 87. And who speaks fluent Greek? Is it Ray Romano, Michael Richards, or Greg Kinnear?
Greg Kinnear.
I think Michael Richards.
Answer's Greg Kinnear.
Huh.
There you go. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody, and we will talk to you on Monday from the land of the fruits, the nuts, and the flakes in Hollywood. See ya.